Real deal gold. Because anything else would be uncivilized.
The U.S. is being destroyed. A warning to America. 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in under 2 minutes. 1. Open borders and illegal immigration. 2. Rampant crime and unsafe cities. 3. Mass addiction and fentanyl. 4. Election insecurity and interference. 5. The educational indoctrination of children. 6. The asymmetrical weaponization of justice. 7. The destruction of private property rights. 8. Inflation and debt. 9. The global depopulation agenda. 10. Record low fertility and plummeting birth rates. 11. Unaccountable federal bureaucracies. 12. Toxic food supply. 13. Vaccine and pandemic disinformation. 14. The trans contagion and sterilization of children. 15. Overprescription of pharmaceuticals. 16. Destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights. 17. DEI and the new racism. 18. Moral and societal decay. 19. The financing of endless foreign wars. 20. The sprawling surveillance state. 21. The centralization and consolidation of government power. 22. The destruction of trust in institutions. 23. The censorship industrial complex. 24. State media propaganda. 25. The smearing of those who challenge it.
Great shot. Very nice.
Great shot.
Very nice.
Great shot.
Very nice.
Israel was created as the instrument to bring about the Battle of Armageddon and the fulfillment of prophecies, where nuclear weapons will be used so that the American citizens and the other people in the world will get down on their knees and beg for no more war. They're going to be told the only way we can guarantee no more war is if we destroy the sovereignty of nations and we come together as one humanity and one world government.
And tell us the American people, wake up. And stop the battle of Armageddon, get in reality.
That we're going to experience what we've never imagined.
Give me, give me, give me.
War children, it is still just a shot away. Yes, indeed it is. Here come the National Guard. That's the rumor. That's through the grapevine. Welcome, everybody, to the number one late night show right here, World at War. I'm your late night host, Dean Ryan, at Real Deal Media's finest academy. So good to be here. So good to be back. It feels like I've been gone forever because it doesn't take long for the world to change. And it doesn't really take a New York minute to take it back either. Tonight's show is a huge episode. It's a return to form here at World at War. As the title of tonight's episode is Here Come the National Guard. That's right. Here come the National Guard as Biden is now piping and everybody around the just most infamous actor of our time. And I'm not talking about Clark Gable. I'm talking about the man behind the prosthetic mask. That one. Yes. Yes. It's not that Joe Biden has Alzheimer's. It's that the actors they're hiring to play him just seem to have that little disease there. Anyways, tonight is indeed, we're going to be getting into a lot of the lockdowns on campuses going around the United States right now, as orders are now being issued, memos are being leaked, as the Middle East crisis is now affecting each and every one of us here in the homeland here in the United States. We're going to be getting into that as the violence is escalating, and you can't have violence without Kim Jong-un. Yes, he's giving us a stern warning, and I'm going to listen this time. I was not paying attention before, but I think that he's trying to get something across. He just needs somebody to hear him. That's all it's about. So we're going to be talking about that. Plus, Transtifa is back. Transtifa is back. We're going to talk about a almost could-be, would-be kind of a false flag at a school, you guessed it. And Tennessee is in question now. So we'll be talking about that. And then joining us for Real Deal Politics tonight is the one, the legendary Jim Fencer. He's going to give us his intellectual prowess of everything happening in the Real Deal politicos now, as the WEF seems to be just irking its way into the Trump campaign. Or are they? What a tease. Or are they? So we'll be getting into that. Plus, Tennessee is passing a new bill. This is a huge deal. Tennessee is leading the way. I never would have thought in all of my years of broadcasting. So we'll be talking about that. And also a little hateful Ben Shapiro, the child of the corn. He's just running amok and really causing a lot of problems. We'll see what his issues are. And then we're going to hold Jim over to get into everything Middle East for Real Deal International as China's coming back into play. Doctor Who of the WHO. They're dusting off their treaties and serving it on a cold plate, which really is not as good as ours when we serve, you know, revenge. So we'll be talking about that. But say a weird coronapalooza that has to do with Canada. Oh, yes. Yes. And a real deal mystery towards the end of tonight. Okay. Before we get started here, so I was running here like a little Olympian, and because I am training for the Olympics. I never really let anyone know that, but I am. Tonight we are broadcasting live on the Travel Channel over there on Facebook for now. The Real Dean Ryan, also Dean Ryan TV, also Twitter at The Real Dean Ryan, and Rumble, and dare I say, Brighteon. Dare I say. Okay, let's get started now with some Real Deal headlines from around the world, and you guessed it, in your neck of the woods, damn it. Well, here it is. Real Deal headlines. Let's just get right into it and not waste any more time, shall we? Because now there seems to be a real crisis as GOP senators who have a lot at stake here with Ukraine. And we're going to be talking about the bill. Did it pass Senate? Coming up in the next segment. But GOP senators now are urging the thespian of Biden to mobilize, get this now, mobilize National Guard to protect Jewish college students at once. We haven't seen anything like this since the 1950s over there in Birmingham, Alabama, with the civil rights issues back then. But this is a little different. Let me tell you a bit more about it, as this is one of our lead stories here tonight at World War. Well, Senator Josh Hawley and Tom Cotton called on the so-called President Biden to mobilize the National Guard to protect the Jewish American college students in response to anti-Israel pro-terrorist demonstration on campuses. That's right. Mr. Hawley, a Missouri Republican, wrote a letter to the fake president just today, earlier today, this Monday. Well, it read as follows, quote, on college campuses across the United States, Jewish Americans are at risk. In your statement over there at Passover, well, you stated that, quote, in recent days, we've seen harassment and calls for violence against Jews. This is blatant anti-Semitism, is reprehensible and very, very El Dangeroso. And it has absolutely no place on college campuses where all white people are targeted. And we want to go back to the protocol. We know we can't handle this. There are money, Danny Warbucks. That's right. Well, he continued they're trying to mobilize now the National Guard, maybe rip up Posse Comitatus, everything you've seen in every Independence Day movie. Well, they now also reference, this is very key in the legalese of things, the President Dwight Eisenhower's 1957 Executive Order 10730, which deployed the Arkansas National Guard and the 101st Airborne Division to ensure the safety of Black students attending Central High School in Little Rock. So here is, in closing now, Mr. Cotton over there in Arkansas is Republican now. He's also urging the same thing, referring to the mayor and governor of Mr. Cotton. He said, if Eric Adams, a.k.a. Mayor Boondoggle, won't send the NYPD and Kathy Hochul, Paul Stanley, won't send the National Guard, Joe Biden has the duty to take charge and break up these mobs. So this is just, you know, they're celebrating now on the heels of passing a $95 billion aid package to Ukraine and Israel, or are they? So more on this in Real Deal Politics, because it's just really just very confusing for the people who are asleep. Now, in addition to this, now we have, Kim Jong-un's back, finally. We've been asking what's happened to him. He's now telling the United States to relax. North Korea now has issued nuclear warning signal to the United States and, of course, South Korea as well. Well, Kim Jong-un reportedly oversaw the country's nuclear counterattack posture and has a thing or two to say about it. Well, North Korea's missile test just this recent Monday, which I believe is today, and depending which time zone you are living in, well, it was in fact a drill to test the nuclear force now, a preparedness for anything in disasters, world war, you name it, that could happen, alien invasion. Well, the incident raised alarms around the region after several short-range ballistic missiles were launched near Pyongyang and flew approximately 185 miles before falling in the waters now at the Korean Peninsula over there in Japan. And just in that whole region now, well, this is what they're saying. Here's the skinny of it all. The drill's main purpose, however, is to demonstrate the rehabilitation and the reliability of the superiorness of it all and might diverse means, because they need diversity with missiles as well. It just can't be skin color in these days. Well, of the country's nuclear forces now, and it serves a clear warning and a signal to all of North Korea's enemies. Isn't this something? Here's my question. What is going on that we don't know about as Americans that is just provocating such a display? You know what I mean? You must ask yourself this, because these are the questions nobody's asking. And then when you look further into that, you have to ask, what is the CIA doing to either urge a nuclear test or warrant one on behalf of North Korea? That is the question. As Hamlet would say. Now, let me tell you about this. Trans Tifa is back. Yes, as you saw in the beginning of tonight's show, the golf match where Big Mike is definitely waiting in the wings. But now they're going to activate all the sleeper cells that we know about with all the shooters, the Mossad's involved. But wait a minute, there's more. It's now trans student today. Antifa, arrested for allegedly planning two Maryland school shootings to become, quote, famous. See, in the world of fame, an 18-year-old female student who identifies as transgender now has been arrested for allegedly planning two school shootings in Maryland to become, quote, famous. Well, Andrea Yeh, who goes by Alex Yeh, has been charged with threatening mass violence after the authorities have discovered a 129-page manifesto. She calls a, quote, memoir. In the memoir, Yeh outlined his plans for attacks of the Wooten High School, where Yeh had been attending classes online over there at the Lakewood Elementary School to become famous from this event. It never ends. Well, here's a quote. Quote, I want to shoot up my school. I've been preparing for it for the past few months. As I sit in front of my dad's gun case and stare at the sleek black gun inside, all I can think about is my finger on that trigger, taking aim and, yes, killing people. Just in case you were wondering, the gun is an AR-15 style semi-automatic rifle. It's kind of a gun where it has a long barrel and a stock you put up against your shoulder. The gun is going to change lives tomorrow, unquote. So is this a manifesto? Because it sounds like a Amazon review for the latest AR-15 and just pushing it out in the open as why they should ban the guns. Do you see how this works? I can't even take it anymore. Now, as I'm telling you this, here is some updated news here. This is pretty crazy. A Marine is now speaking out. I have the video here. What about all these guns? What about everything that we gave to Ukraine, quote unquote? Well, now Marine is talking and they're saying the following, that guns that the United States military is selling military grade weapons to who? The Mexico cartel. Oh, yes. And that is certainly the case here. I have the footage. Let's hope I do. Well, yeah, I have it somewhere. But I'm going to show you that when Jim comes on, because he's a Marine and he can weigh in on the matter. But this guy is telling everything that I kind of shared with a lot of people, how the weapons of war that are being transferred here by China are coming through the shipping yards and the shipping crates. This is a big, big deal. So I'm going to show you that video in the next segment. Now, moving on here, pretend that never happened. Now, Massachusetts, speaking of veterans, the governor of Massachusetts, who's a total dimwit and total loser, is now piping out. Yes, they are. They're getting slammed, as you might have heard. Well, Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey slammed for opening Chelsea Soldiers' home to illegals for free. So now they're kicking out all the homeless people. And they're putting in their army, their migrants. Well, hundreds of military veterans remain homeless. Yes, they have, since their return from the Vietnam War. Go to L.A., it's insane. And there's no end to it. Now, Massachusetts governor and very favorite son and or daughter of the CCP is now under fire for her recent decision to open Chelsea Soldiers' home to at least 100 migrants, families and pregnant women, so-called. This is Governor Healey. Now, in March, Healey announced that she would convert the historic Chelsea Soldiers' home, now vacant soldier home, scheduled for demolition, into a shelter for migrant families and pregnant women. Unbelievable. However, the proposal came as the military veterans continue to face homelessness everywhere. So there you have it. They want to give the migrants because why? Because this is their military. They're going to use our own weapons on us now that we know they're giving it to the cartel at the border. Very, very dangerous stuff. Very dangerous. Finally here, this is a little update. A little update on the man who set himself on fire. You may have seen that. It was like watching a bad episode of The Fear Factor. Well, a man who's now set himself on fire outside of Trump trial over there in New York, you might have seen that just days ago, is positively identified now as, well, someone who is, quote unquote, far left anti-fascist. So Antifa, not quite Transtifa, but he's an Antifa member. A man who self-mutilated himself, well, outside of the courthouse in New York City just days ago during the Trump trial. Oh, the man's name is Maxwell Crosby, Max Crosby, set himself on fire in designated protest area in the Pond Park over there in Chinatown, Lower Manhattan, on Friday. Well, he's now dead. He's now dead. And I won't show you the video clips, but he is now no more. He's gone. Anyways, to speak about this while I freshen up here, I'm going to bring Jim Fetzer to the stage here. Get his take on everything we just heard about here and some real deal matters, because it's very mind-boggling how we are protecting foreign nations, except for this one right here. Jim Fetzer, welcome back to World at War.
Oh, thanks, Dean. I think that Josh Hawley, of whom I've had positive thoughts in the past, and Tom Cotton, of whom I have not, turn out to be useful idiots. The Israelis have the problem because young people are protesting genocide. But gee, they actually have enough conscience to protest genocide, and the Israelis don't like it. So we're pulling strings here. No one wants to hang Jewish students. No one thinks Jewish students are responsible. No one even knows, for the most part, who the Jewish students are. So for Hawley and Cotton to be talking about using the National Guard to protect Jewish students is just rubbish. It's complete propaganda, and it's contemptible. They're making those arguments. This is like the ADM, Dean, when they want to, you know, foment victimhood for the Jews, they have hire somebody to go to a cemetery and kick over some tombstones that have a Star of David, or take a can of spray paint, right? They pay a couple bucks and they have them go spray paint a swastika on a synagogue.
Right.
Those are done by the ADL. I mean, there's no anti-Semitism right in this country. There's a tremendous amount of anti-Zionism, however, and that's what they're attempting to nip in the bud with these two useful idiots. Let me be emphatic about it.
Oh, they're very useful for some. But, Jim, doesn't this really set the stage for all these draconian censorship bills they want for the internet? They want to give the NSA, in addition to really building up a kind of a, you know, winds of war here to go to war with Iran, because it's clear as day here.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, when they want to justify an action they've already decided to take, they just make up a fake event. It's like Sandy Hook, Boston bombing, Orlando, Parkland, Charlottesville, Las Vegas. Those were all fake. Those were all staged. But they were useful politically to promote the gun control agenda of the Obama-Biden administration.
This is just moments ago. The House is celebrating, Jim. This footage I'm about to show you and everybody is the Speaker of the House, Father of the Year, Mike Johnson. He's trying to get this scrubbed from all over the internet, and I managed to capture it, Jim, because I'm very crafty that way. Here it is. Look, they're celebrating passing $95 billion. Unbelievable.
And what do those flags have to do with the United States? What does the war have to do with the United States? What does the war in Gaza even have to do with the United States? It's an unholy slaughter of the Palestinian people by monsters. And the fact is, young people in America are catching on. But to allow those little Ukrainian flags, when Ukraine is a vicious country, it's the most corrupt country in the world, Dean. We have these American plants over there, these bio labs run by the DOD, get rid of those. They're about to slaughter the Donbass. That's why Putin intervened. The Russians are the good guys. The Ukrainians are criminals. They're sadistic. They are vicious. I'm telling you, we're on the wrong side of history here, Dean, and we're going to pay a price for it by and by.
Yes, we are. And finally, I found the video, Jim. This is astounding. Let's get your take on it. As a former Marine, I want to get your sentiment, because, you know, when you speak out in the military, they deem you crazy and they try to lock you up in solitary confinement. Here it is.
I'm really on order. Okay. And you probably don't believe me, and you probably don't even care, and it's okay. But people are getting hurt. And this ties into a whole bunch of stuff. They've been selling our weapons and our fucking military equipment over in Mexico to the cartels. is, and I've been able to prove that, and that's why I'm supposed to go back to the Master Chief Petty Officer Navy, because there's boats if you ride around into the Vista and go right over there by fucking, what is that called? The Industrial Plaza, by the Food for Less, and you'll see there's Navy boats that came from the SEAL boat installation that they took out, and they're taking them apart, and they're taking them across the border. All of this stuff is going across the border, and I'm not lying to you, man.
Well, Marine, I wish you all the luck, except for five. I'm a former Marine myself.
We're going to need a lot more than luck. If those cartel members use that stuff against us, and they are going to use that stuff against us, we're going to need a lot more than luck.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Godspeed.
That is troubling, Jim. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, it sounded completely authentic, totally authentic. It wouldn't surprise me at all that corruption has reached such profound depths. And by the way, when I said pay for it by and by, we're paying for it now. This is like $95 billion that's coming out of our pocket, my friends, my neighbors. I mean, morally, politically, historically, this is so bad for the United States and for the West. We have lost our standing in the eyes of the world, Dean, and it will never come back.
Very, very hopeful, Jim. Okay, stand by there, Jim, as we continue on through Real Deal Politics. Well, you know, there is a method to the madness, isn't there? Why we got here, how we got here, and it's called rogue elements of a bloated government that is not for the people, by the people, but for the deep pockets of a shadowy figure out there. Isn't that the case? And that's going to bring us to some Real Deal Politics. Let's get down to it. Well, this just passed. I can now tell you, I can't be the Grim Reaper 24/7, although it is very tempting. The Senate now has just passed, as we were alluding to earlier. The Senate now has just passed $95 billion foreign aid package just today, going into Tuesday. It passed the Congress, but now it's passed the Senate, meaning the mass bandit himself looks to sign this bill. I mean, this is more aid. And maybe later I'm going to show you who's getting paid by who in the Senate. There's an incredible video that's now going around, and you're going to see people. But let me tell you about this first here. A procedural vote now has advanced 80-19 just this afternoon with wide bipartisan support, telegraphing the legislation should easily pass the final vote today, or if not tomorrow. But it's passed. It's done. It's expected to be passed by the mass bandit Joe Biden, who will sign it into law, or aid. 30 Republicans voted, with all but two Democrats, to clear the last procedural hurdle before final vote. Now, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer implored his colleagues to pass the package right away, urging senators to, quote, not keep our friends around the world waiting for a moment longer. You know, this is what happens. You smell money laundering. You just get really excited and you just want to give money away to everybody. Well, the Senate convenes in a moment nearly 6 months in the making, they've said. The Democrat from New York, Schumer, has now said, the uncle of Amy, he said a few days ago, the House of Representatives at long last, approved the essential national security funding for Ukraine, for Israel, and for the Indo-Pacific, and further humanitarian assistance. Today is the Senate's turn to act, he said. What a humanitarian he is. You know, I mean, between him and his Tim Allen lookalike of a wife, they're the new Bill and Melinda Gates, aren't they? Well, now the legislation ties together four bills that the House voted on separately in rare Saturday session. Very rare. Very rare, providing nearly $61 billion of aid to Ukraine and over $26 billion of aid for Israel. Oh, and more than $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific. But, you know, that's just the tip, you know, 10%. Well, the first three bills are very similar to the package Senate passed earlier this year. But now the House Speaker, Father of the Year, the creepy dad himself, Mike Johnson, had originally refused to bring to the House floor. So there you have it. So as that's happening now over there in Tennessee, this is something very interesting. Tennessee has now just passed a bill allowing teachers to carry guns. And NBC, Microsoft, everybody of the PMSNBC stage here is melting into their own goblin footprints. Yes, or platypus. They're like half ducks as well. Well, the Tennessee legislature passed a bill just today that would allow teachers and school staffers to carry concealed handguns in schools. One of the most divisive steps taken by Republican leaders in the year since six people were killed by a trans Tifa shooter over there at the Nashville school. Yes, where they shot it two times and made sure she changed her just Converse high tops and then put the different color ones on. I think we all recall that. Well, the House approved the measure as protesters shouted objections, nearly drowning out the proceedings with chants of not one more kid. At least one person was kicked out of the gallery during the speaker's, the state House speaker, that is, Cameron Sexton. Wow. Now, what does this mean? The bill's passage following early approval by the state Senate marked another turbulent moment for over firearms, as this might set a precedent for many other schools to follow in these footsteps. I'll be darned. So that's how that one is. And Tennessee has been on fire lately. I don't know what to say. It's just been just incredible. Moving on now to, well, this one is now coming out here. People are talking about it. I'm just reading and sharing what I'm hearing, but I'm just throwing it out there, is that Trump's advisors now identified as World Economic Forum agents. World Economic Forum agents. That's what we're hearing. I don't know how true it is, but I'll show you a little preview of that coming up. In addition to everything that is just the craziness going around, well, I can now tell you this, that as we are speaking, the Columbia University right now, Columbia University has just announced classes will be remote for the rest of the year, as they're saying, quote, anti-Israeli protests are rocking the school, and they're saying this is a wave that's now happening all over the country to all the big colleges. Really, there are now growing calls for tuition refunds for $70,000 a year colleges now that it has practically turned into an online school. Wow. It's vital. Here's a quote. It's vital that the teaching and learning continue during this time. We recognize conditions vary across campuses and thus are issuing the following guidelines, the school said while making announcement. I mean, what a ripoff. You mean to say that I got two miracle jabs, three boosters, and a rainbow flag to just be in the school, and now it's going to shut down? I mean, what a rip. What a rip. I would want my money back, too. Okay, continuing on now. Well, this speaking of which, and segueing here, this brings us to Ben Shapiro. And I'm going to get Jim's take after this now, as Shapiro is now just been the poster child of everything that just you really hate and just not like, as bad taste is really in the Daily Wire's forte. Well, Ben Shapiro is on the warpath now. Last month, the conspiratorial right-wing commentator, they're saying, Candace Owens, was fired by the Daily Wire, as you know. The conservative media company Shapiro founded a decade ago with his good friend, Jeremy Lyons, I believe his name is he thinks that, quote, her behavior during this time is disgraceful. Well, now he's calling out Tucker Carlson. He's wanting many, many big tech companies to cancel him. Really? Well, here it is. Tucker Carlson, if you don't know, has particularly become a regular target of Shapiro's hostilities between the two conservative media giants, as it broke out into a spat between Shapiro and Owens not that long ago, when Shapiro knocked Carlson for, quote, downplaying the October 7th terrorist attack on Israel over there. Shortly after that, Shapiro put the former Fox News host on blast again over another conversation he had with anti-Israel commentator Douglas McGregor. Well, here's what Shapiro said, and we're going to get Jim's take on this. Well, he said, quote, peace through strength has been the conservative position for as long as I've been alive. That's right. The idea that you are heightening the chances of world war if America actually flexes its muscles sometimes, it's bizarre when what we know is precisely the opposite, Shapiro said. So this is, I can't believe that, freedom of speech is only just a very limited kind of scope for people like Ben Shapiro, who are the neocons. But let's get Jim Fetzer's take on this, because if they're going to deplatform Tucker Carlson again, who's next? Because you're not allowed to give a little critique on what's happening in the Middle East. Jim, let's talk about it. As this is very troubling, and they're saying this is splintering the GOP, but I can't. How can you splinter it anymore?
Well, Ben Shapiro might as well be ADL, which is the intellectual arm of the Mossad. I mean, he's clearly an Israeli agent. He's a provocateur. He wants to undermine true American intellectuals who are speaking out, like Candace Owens on the one hand and Tucker Carlson on the other. Candace and Tucker are sensational. They're brilliant. They're very clear. In general, they have a wonderful choice of topics. They know what they're doing, and they're speaking out on behalf of America. Ben Shapiro is the opposite. He cares about Israel first. He could care nothing. He cares nothing about the facts. He's not opposed to genocide. He's promoting it. It's grotesque. What's happened is a total inversion of values. It's individuals like Ben Shapiro who would deserve to be banned, except I believe in freedom of speech, Dean. I believe he has the right to his point of view. But so, by God, do Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, who are among the best of our journalists today.
Yes, it is. I want to get into the real deal politics now, Jim, because what do we know about Donald Trump now, as he's now being seen on the plane in his campaign with what is now being called a WEFer? I guess that's the new terms coming out. And what do I mean by that? As you can plainly see here, well, there it is right there. Yeah, WEF agents advising Trump. This is a little worrisome, is it not? Because if you look at his first trimester as president, he had every neocon under the sun, even John Bolton. How troubling is this? And what does this say for the future of just people that want to get their country back, Jim Fetzer?
Dean, I think we've been played. I think Trump is a con man. He puts Barnum to shame. He is so good. He took me in. I believed in the man until he showed his true colors by inducing Mike Johnson to promote that $95 billion in support of wars that he professed to be opposed to. I mean, think of it this way. He has now made the slaughter of Palestinians in Gaza Trump's genocide. He has made the war with Russia and Ukraine Trump's war. And by not securing our border, he's created the fiasco there. That was the leverage the Republicans were using, the Republicans who care about America, to get some degree of border security, and Trump finessed it all. I have been so supportive of him, and I say today, to hell with him. He's blown it. He doesn't deserve the American support. I wouldn't even vote for him, except whatever the Democrats put up is going to be worse. So we're back to that choice of two evils. But I'm telling you, I no longer believe in Donald Trump. And Dean, is this profound? I would have taken a bullet for that guy up until now. No more. To hell with him, except that he's going to be the best of the alternatives. I'm sorry to say, we're in a desperate poverty of politics. It's mind-boggling, my friend.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And Jim, it sounds like you'll be voting for Michael Dukakis this year, just like myself. Very good choice. Here's something. Now, I want to just real quick. You want to weigh in on Tennessee passing a bill that has nothing to do with Israel or Ukraine, which I'm like, what? They actually do that? But a bill that now allows teachers to carry, concealed carry. And Jim, you used to teach for many years. Is that something that ever crossed your mind back then? And is this going to remedy any future kind of hostilities on campus?
No, but that's before Barack Obama unleashed a whole series of these fake shootings. And believe me, the ones in Buffalo, in Uvalde, in Nashville, those were all phony as can be. As you observed, the shooter came in wearing one type of sneakers and went out wearing a different. You think she actually stopped to change her sneakers? It was like there was a shooting in Colorado at a Walmart. He walked in wearing one kind of safari pants, and he walked out wearing another. I mean, it's just absurd how they played us again and again. This idea of having arming the teachers, it's an obvious thing to do. The Democrats have sold us a bill of goods claiming the more guns, the more gun violence. It ain't true. It's the opposite. The more gun ownership, the lower the homicide rate, Dean, and it's true worldwide. Let me emphasize another statistic they don't want you to know about the defensive use of guns. Americans use guns to defend themselves from assailants millions of times a year, saving an estimated 200,000 lives every single year. Now, the total number from gun violence is around 80,000. So you're talking about saving 200,000 of that 80,000, half of them or more are suicides. I'm telling you, they have sold us a bill of goods. This is an obvious thing to do. It's inexpensive. It'll have the right effect. And they won't be able to pull more of these bullshit events, except they spend our money. Eric Holder went down to Newtown and offered the community $114 million in 2006 to participate in the Sandy Hook drill, Dean. He paid them off. And they have all kinds of fringe benefits. They don't pay taxes. They get free college. They had auditions. They signed non-disclosure agreements. It's only because I've been in contact with two of the participants for over 2 years now that I know what really went down. And we have the, you know, the absurdity of Alex Jones pretending that now he was misled by me and James Tracy and Wolfgang Helbig, but yet he claims he never read the book. Well, if he never read the book, how could we have misled him? Dean, I'm telling you, it's monstrous, the scams, the games that are being played upon the American people.
What I want to do is I want to do a special on everything of the trial in the event in Connecticut. I want to do that at a very, very soon date. Jim, we have a break coming up. Before we go, though, I have to just to close off the Real Deal Politics. You know, the man who plays Biden is getting desperate. And even so, to the point where, get this now, they're dropping these flyers off everywhere in Mexico. Well, you might ask yourself, well, what is that? Well, let me tell you, these are flyers distributed at the NGOs over there in Mexico encouraging illegals to vote for President Biden. Here's what it reads, if your Spanish is a little rusty like mine is. It says, quote, in English, reminders to vote for President Biden when you are in the United States. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open. Well, that's very alarming. Well, to make matters worse, where's Biden in this whole thing? Well, now he's strolling through the park now with AOC, and we have some exclusive footage of what that is looking like, as now the so-called progressive is now praising the very realistic mask bandit himself. Yes, this is true. I can't believe it. Here it is, AOC and Biden, Saturday in the park.
Historic day and a landmark achievement for organizers and countless young people as we officially open the American Climate Corps to the public. I want to thank President Biden for working with us to take swift and bold executive action to protect the planet.
Mr. President, Joe, when is your shift over? When is James take over?
This mask is very hot. I need to get out of here. You have some really incredible major.
George, I love when you flirt with me. You going back to Buckingham Palace to play Charles?
Oh, I hate playing that inbred. I like playing corn pop. Anyways, hold on, I think I've got a rash.
Just desperate desperation, isn't it? Jim, how sad is that? I mean, he has to just distribute flyers in Mexico and then hold hands with AOC? Weird.
AOC is way too old for Joe Biden. He's a pedophile, Dean. He likes them young.
Okay. Good point, Jim. I didn't think about that. That raises a very key issue, but yeah, I mean, it's very desperate in Mexico. How are they going to vote in Mexico? Oh, wait, they're coming here. Anyways, Jim, we have a quick break, and we have some major Real Deal International news after the break here. Stand by, will you? Okay, we are back here. This is a wonderful, just mega night here as World War, at War returns. But when we get back, we're going to be getting into some real deal international. I have some major updated news on the WHO, as in who cares, and a treaty they didn't want you to know about, or did they? We're going to find out exactly the updated consensus and viability of that as the world is waiting. So we're going to be getting into that. Plus, some major news on China and Iran. Is saber rattling, or are they responding? We're going to be seeing and peering into the Middle East, and some major Canadian news as a woman is mad as hell in Canada and she's not going to take it anymore. You're going to hear about that and a whole lot more on the other side here at World at War. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this quick message. Stand by.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
A single word in the Bible for sex other than knowledge, and Adam came to know his wife Eve. You're bringing up butt plugs and all this other disgusting stuff. I didn't discuss your peepee.
Remember to change that. I don't know how that comes through. Anyways, welcome back, everybody. Coffee Mug Madness, you saw it there. realdealmedia.tv/store/store. And Jim, I think I have to share with you, I know you love coffee. I know you love coffee, but now we can say Jim is now officially on the motorcycle. Jim, you want to comment on that? Because I know you love
motorcycles. I love it, Dean. I love it. I absolutely love it. You got to get me one of those. I can't wait. Wonderful, Dean. Yes. You did a great job with it. I love it. Life. And I love Munchkin.
Yes, you do. Life is an adventure. Route 66 has the very classic sign there. I think Jim traveled there once before. Famous signal there. So there you have that. So anyways, wanted to share that with you. You can get all that and a whole lot more as the Real Deal Media's Coffee Mug Madness continues. All you got to do is go to realdealmedia.tv/store, promo code COFFEE24, promo code COFFEE24 gets you exclusive savings. And we have a whole lot to choose from there. I cannot begin to tell you that. And a big thank you to everyone who has kept Real Deal Media going as we are experiencing shadow banning and censoring like never before. We are dangerous, shadow banned, but yet effective, unlike the Miracle Jabs. I love that saying that they use. Anyways, to do that, all you got to do is go to givesendgo.com/realdealgo. That's givesendgo.com/realdealgo. And thank you ahead of time. And put it there right there. Yes, that claw, wonderful claw. All right, we're going to continue now. We're going to get into some Real Deal International as this is now, I've been wondering what has been going on with China. They have been silent. They have been very humble, quiet, or lurking because it really does feel like somebody's watching me. But from the Far East, that is. Anyways, that's going to bring us to the Real Deal International. Yes, there it is. There's all the flags of the world. Well, let me tell you now what's happening here as we can begin to, let's start small, shall we, as the WHO, and then which will bring us into China. And it's funny how that is, because China was the major, major financial backer of the WHO in the beginning. But check this out now. As the World Health Organization over there is now backing off the Plandemic Treaty. Yes, we've discussed this at great length in months past now. Well, now they're backing off and make substantive changes to address tyranny concerns. Just, just take it easy, everybody. We're going to lower the tyranny levels just a little bit so we're all comfortable. And then when you're least expecting, we're going to snap your neck like that because we're the WHO. We do what our masters tell us. Get it? We hate humans and love robots. Well, some of the good things now happened in the past week is this is coming out of Natural News, and thank God for it, in response to widespread public outcry, and wasn't that loud. The WHO, the World Health Organization, substantially revised its proposal of international health regulations, the IHR amendments, dialing the tyranny back a notch. That's right. According to a group who's familiar with the matter, the changes represent a serious victory for, quote, national democracy, free speech, and human rights. Almost all of the substantive concerns presented to the WHO working group over there have been trimmed back with major, major, just negative feedback, a lot of thumbs downs. One of the biggest changes being that the WHO recommendations will be non-binding. That's right. Article 13A, to be exact, which would have required member states to follow directives of the WHO as the guiding and coordinating authority for international public health. Well, it's just now been dropped entirely, at least for a month or two. The proposal could, they're saying, well, it has marked a particularly low watermark, have been suggested to begin with, should have never, they're saying. And if you are concerned about the WHO suddenly attaining dictatorial powers at the mere potential of a public health emergency, worry not, the WHO will only begin to gain total control if it can demonstrate that coordinated international action is necessary. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, there was a new treaty that was introduced last year as a possibility, which would give the WHO, the United Nations, and just in World Health Organization foot soldiers, complete and utter carte blanche in sovereignty to go into your own home, no matter which country you are, pull you out if you decide that you're not going to go along with the miracle jab rollout that they have planned for you and your family. And they're going to force people or put them in gulags. You see how that's humanitarian, if I've ever seen any before. Anyways, that's how that one goes. Moving on now to China, as now the winds of war is now kind of skirting towards the South China Sea, not just the Tel Aviv little beachfronts there. Well, it's now U.S. commander now is now speaking out. He's saying that China is becoming more and more aggressive in the region. Oh, yeah. Yes, just in time. Well, China is rapidly becoming more aggressive in its rhetoric in actions across Asia. We've certainly seen that in 2020, the land grabbing by China, the one China policy, so on and so on. Now, the outgoing head of the United States Indo-Pacific Command said, as Beijing turned up the heat on Washington just before the Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, the dual citizen, just total dimwit, heads to the country for a high-stakes visit. So this is part of the region in the recipient of the $95 billion aid package. Do you see? Well, here's what they're saying, that we all need to understand that it's moving very, very fast. Admiral John Aquino told reporters over there in Tokyo, the buildup of military power despite a bad economy, the increased narrative of all things inside the 10-dash line are Chinese sovereign territory, than the actions that are going toward enforcement. So this is a big, big deal. I'm going to bring Jim here to talk about this, because just when you thought you've seen all the wars, well, here comes Kim Jong-un, and now here comes Xi Jinping and the CCP, who won't let us be. Jim, let's talk about it. They're the recipients now, that whole region, of the $95 billion aid package. They really want a war on all fronts, do they?
Well, Dean, there's a master plan represented especially by the World Economic Forum to create a one-world government, but it depended on dramatically reducing the world's population. The vax was the instrument of choice. Then to impose a tyranny on all the nations of the world that, and the remaining population through this World Health Organization agenda, and they've fallen flat. I'd say at the max, they may get away with a billion deaths. I mean, it's monstrous. And unfortunately, I think it's going to have lingering effects on reproduction, especially on Americans. In other words, they're going to succeed to the extent that the American population, white, Christian, and so forth, is going to be diminished, may not be viable over the long run. But so far, enough nations have seen this was repulsive and obnoxious to give over control of governments to the World Health Organization, which is run by a former terrorist. He's not even a doctor. I mean, the insanity of this project, and that nations like North Korea are maintaining their own independent course, is to be applauded, frankly, Dean, to be applauded.
Yes, it is. I heard it's beautiful there, but let's get into this now, because now the Indo-Pacific has received, I believe, $8 billion. So you know this is money laundering. And what I'm also understanding is there's a lot of people who are set to make a lot of profit from either the Ukraine war, the Israeli war, and now the new war they're trying to trump up here with China. How are we going to afford this, Jim? Are they just looting us because they know we're all going to die anyways? Because...
I do think this latest bill that's just passed the Senate after having passed the House, where Trump and Johnson were complicit in the betrayal of America, is looting. It is looting, Dean. The Ukraine war is lost. The country is on the verge of collapse. It cannot be salvaged. It's a lost cause. And it's wonderful that the protests against genocide have been increasing. So they shut down all of Columbia University because the students were going to shut down the university in protest and they wouldn't allow it to happen. That's all the big money Zionist influence controlling the course of events in the U.S. I don't think they're going to manage. This genocide is so massive and so public, it's being broadcast 24/7. There have been many in the past, Dean, but none that have been so visible on radio and television, newspapers, and press reports for years at a time. I mean, it's just stunning what's taking place here. I believe the world is awakening to the threat of Jewish power.
Right. Is Zionist control? I want to expand on that, Jim, but I want to tell you about this first now, because this is rather interesting. You know, we've been hearing about Iran has incredible amounts of firepower in their Tomahawk missiles. They may not have the atomic bomb, but then again, who has anything so archaic in a day and age of new aircraft being revealed by the hour at this point? Well, let me tell you about this is now, and you can hear this in a second, as Iran is now mocking Israel as a weak attempt at an attack, like toys, not drones. Yeah, they're going for it. They're going for it, and they're getting paid to go for it. Many Western media outlets have now been showing the true brutality. In fact, today a hospital was just bombed, I believe, and many Palestinians who were seeking shelter there, as told by the IDF, are now perished. Well, the Iranian foreign minister, Hossein Imar Abdollahian, told NBC that Western news is lying about the limited strike, which is centered on the city of Isfahan. Well, here is what's now happening, as there's now saying that Hezbollah has now deepened its rockets, drones attacked on northern Israel amid commander elimination. That's right. They got an attack over there in Syria. Who knew? But here's what that looks like. Check this out. In the here, there. Sirens blared in the shores of Acre for the first time since December as Hezbollah claims responsibility on recent wave of attacks, since retaliation for the elite commander of Muhammad Khalili Atiha. Yeah, apparently he was perished. Now, just they're taking responsibility for firing the rockets that you are hearing right there, and attack drones towards the northern region of Israel along the shores there. Just incredible. Yeah, there it is. Now, I'm going to ask Jim about this, because we want to know $95 billion, and a lot of that's going to Israel as well, and the dead war of Ukraine. What is Israel going to do with this money? Are they going to further an attempt at a bigger war? Or are they going to, who are they going to purchase weapons from, and who's going to sell them any at this point? Jim, let's talk about the geopolitical and war strategy going forward here of Israel, Iran, and the United States.
Well, Israel has shown it can penetrate the Israeli defenses. They have these hypersonic missiles. They took out two airfields and an intel base. They killed 44 Mossad IDF operatives, commanders. That was very powerful. The drones were used to divert, consume all this very expensive munition. Plane shooting them down cost them over $1 billion. The expense to Iran, probably around $100 million. So Iran has made its point. This was a feeble gesture by Israel with what was being described as toys against Iran. It was just a gesture to pacify the Israeli public, who is fighting these wars and fighting them to the death for his own political survival, does not care to benefit the Israeli people. He's willing to throw them under the bus. Yes, that money we're sending to them is coming back to buy our American politician, Dean. Very appropriate.
There you go. You want to know where your money goes to?
Yeah.
Right here. There's Chuck Schumer.
You got it right. You got it right.
Chuck Schumer is he's the Mac Daddy of it all. You want to know where your money goes? This is the receipt. There is D. Schneider from Twisted Sister. There's Mr. Bacon. There's the fake Indian. There's George Lamar. There's Grace Meng. There's Haley Stevens. There's Jared from Subway. There's Jimmy Gomez. There's the faked mass bandit. There's Joe Wilson. John Barrasso. There's the brain dead guy. John James. There's Joni Ernst. So yeah, it doesn't discriminate where the big lobbyist money goes to. It goes to Republicans and Democrats. Don't you know it? Where was it always going? Tennessee, New Mexico. And they're terrified to go against the lobby. No, there's the creepy dad. There's Mike Lawler. There is the stiff. I mean, Jim, this is a... There's the turtle. There's Mittens Romney. This is astounding, Jim. There's the indentured servant. There is Mr. Warnock. There is Rick Scott. Yeah, these are some familiar faces. There's Ron Johnson. He loves war. Chantel. Tammy Duckworth over there in Illinois. Yes. Ted Budd. He's your bud. There's Ted Cruz. Tim Kaine. Tim Scott. Tim Cotton. Valerie Fushi. Your government was hacked. Jim, you want to comment on that? Because
No, that's wonderful. That's a wonderful rogues gallery you got there, Dina, 100%. And I say again, my very first political speech back in 2008 at a Ron Paul Freedom Rally on Tax Day on the grass outside the Capitol, I gave a presentation later published under the title 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda, where I explained that dual citizens should not be allowed into policy shaping or decision making positions in our government because you cannot know that their loyalty to the other state doesn't outweigh their loyalty to the United States. Too many of those you just showed are traitors to the United States. They're favoring Israel because it's their biggest financial benefactor, using our own taxpayer dollars to buy them and bribe them and manipulate them to work for Israel rather than the United States. It's a disgrace, Dean. Well done.
Well, there you have it. Jim Fetzer, thank you for being here tonight. And if you want to support Jim's efforts as well, every cup, every mug you get of Life is an Adventure, well, it goes straight to Jim's efforts as he tries to take on some bigger court proceedings with everything Connecticut. So you can get that there. Just go to the Real Deal Media store with a very signature Route 66 sign. Very classic. Can't beat it. So anyways, there you have it. Jim Fetzer, thank you very much.
My great pleasure, Dean. Terrific mug. Love it.
Yes, it is. It's great with coffee. There you have it. Okay, everyone. We're going to continue on here as it is 5 minutes to midnight and slightly past. But those of us who are still hearing this voice, we're still managing to wake up and taking the hits. You are definitely a chosen to be here during this time, very historical time. And I don't want to put it past the potential propaganda that has been legalized on the federal level. I mean, when we see senators and congressmen, I mean, in case you missed it, when we see the following... A little too contrived, isn't it? A little too contrived, a little too staged, and it creates, and it purposefully creates, a very negative, angry sentiment, which goes into the devolution that we are witnessing, you see. This is some very scripted stuff, if you ask me. Very scripted stuff. And very, very precise. Very precise. But it doesn't play and fall upon people who are going to take it. In fact, in case you missed it, Mayor Boondoggle, Mayor Adams over there in New York, who is giving away free gift cards like hot tamales on a Sunday. Well, he's getting confronted now. You might have missed this. Now on airplanes, too. Here it is.
Eric Adams? Yeah, he supported the genocide in Palestine. There are homeless people all over New York. You're always partying. You don't actually care about the citizens of New York. Why are you even in Miami? You know there are people being arrested there. People are homeless in New York. People cannot afford food. You keep cutting the education budget so you can fund the police. That's all you care about, funding the police. Everything is underfunded because of you.
Yeah, very, very upset. Isn't she? Very upset. So it goes into all of these things. There's a very contrived, very scripted kind of ordeal here, in my view. But there's no script in this next piece of footage I'm going to show you and share with you, as a lot of Canadians watch Real Deal Media and all of our variety of different shows. But if there's one thing that has been a constant staple with everything I'm doing here and trying to showcase, is the fact that Canada has been such a leader in many, many causes, whether it was the truckers, whether it was World War II getting into the fight before the U.S., or whether it was challenging the parameters of what a protest truly could be and as opposed to not be. Well, now they have the opportunity now to really take the ball and the baton and run with it, as many people are experiencing worldwide the detriment, the ailments, in some cases, the obituaries of the daily. I mean, you go on Facebook now, it's one big obituary of people they have lost to the miracle jabs, people they're losing, or the ailments that have been caused from it. Well, this next footage here is one very pissed off Canadian woman, but her sentiment speaks volumes and represents volumes of people around the world. Now Canada has the opportunity to lead the charge and reignite, restart, and lead the way for the Nuremberg Trials 2.0 to come back. And I think Canada has, I think they have the mind to touch on this, and you'll understand in a minute. Check this out. This is one pissed off daughter whose father is just not the same after he pretty much kind of shamed her for thinking anything otherwise of the Miracle Jam. Here it is.
This is a vaccine injury. He doesn't get his life back. And I'm here to tell you that the Canadian government lied, despite reassuring Canadians that shots were safe and effective. The Pfizer contract shows the government knew there was no long-term safety or efficacy data since at least October 26th of 2020. The contract reveals an access to information request reveals Pfizer's 19 contract with Canada. And I quote page 18, purchaser further acknowledges that the long-term effects and efficacy of the vaccine are not currently known, and that there may be adverse effects of the vaccine that are not currently known. Again, page 18. I'm going to post the link. You can look it all up yourself. I'm sick of being right. And you know what happens when people want to tell you you've got a tinfoil hat and everything else? This happened. This man told me I had a tinfoil hat. Guess what? I'm looking after his ass now, and I'm grateful he's alive every day. He beat Pfizer, and now I'm going to make sure other people survive because of Pfizer, and I'm going to hold this Canadian government accountable, so you can take that to the bank. The pissed off parents are coming, the pissed off people are coming, and there's no way the WHO is getting in to Canada. You can mark my words, the people will rise. I'm done with this bullshit. Are you?
What a great question to pose. I mean, the lunacy of this entire boondoggle from cradle to grave, literally from inception to sparring with and rebuttal, the lunacy has been there since the embryo of this entire pandemic, stage one, chapter one, table of contents rollout. And if, in case we forgot, in case I forgot, or any of you out there, to express the lunacy and the propaganda and who's playing who here, who remembers this as we kind of sunset the night here? Who remembers the following? Just remember the hospitals were filled. There's just people just pouring out of the windows, these poor doctors, these poor nurses. And then the case is quite opposite. It was the dancing nurses. It was the dancing hospital staff. It's the Macarena and the YMCA staff. Where did they film these? Were these really hospital staff people? Will there ever be an investigation of why this debauchery of the cartoon nature took place? If we really were a nation and a world who was seeing just tons and tons of death, how do we explain this? Can't be explained. It can't be explained. No, it can't. Because the lunacy is eyeball. It's beyond eyeball level. Eyeball level. Anyways, finally here, as we close the night off here, This is a real deal mystery that crossed my way just today. And somebody said, please cover it. And I said, okay, well, check this out here. I'm going to show you this. This is a weird, eerie, viral video. It goes to show a ghost of sorts taking a collar off a dog, as you're going to see here in a second. You do the math on this. I can't put place it together. You'll see it about halfway. Here it is. Watch the collar of this dog. We still don't understand it. It's saying it's a ghost. Watch the collar. Watch the collar. Could do without the barking. Thank you. So something happens. So the dog is now paralyzed, stiff. Something happens to his collar. There it is. There it goes. Well, that was well worth it, wasn't it? Anyways, time for one inquiry or two before we get the H out of here. Yes, Lorraine. Yikes. Bill Gates as the DJ. Can you imagine? Yeah. DJ from hell. Is that something? Yeah. DJ. Yes, it is. And Rhonda, yes, you have a good memory. There are mockers. They were mockering in our face. Yes. Yes, they were. Yes, they were. Going to Rumble now. We have Hazmat says the carbon tax in Canada will cripple the transportation sector and will push your goods purchase. Yeah. Yeah, it will. And what are the Canadians going to do about it? What are the Canadians going to do about it? And that's why the Horror of Havana movie is coming out probably in about 2 weeks, I want to say. 2 weeks. And when you can prove the illegitimate saboteur called Justin Trudeau, when you can prove that he's not even who he says he is or his father, just like with Obama and the mask bandit, everything's null and void. Very interesting. You're going to find out. Here's another one. We have Dame Pan on Rumble. Thank you very much. If hospitals were so full, how did they hospital staff have time to dance? It's one of those age-old mysteries. Where do they find the energy? Just, and who recalls back in 2021, early 2021, when I was at that hospital and I filmed for everybody how empty it was? Remember the staffers, they came up to me and tried to hassle me? Remember that? And I said, yes, this is what I want. I'm the right guy to hassle. Yes, thank you very much, Dame. Here's Rebel Mama. It's just not the same. I love, okay, yes, you love the live chat. Yeah, the live chats are a happening place, definitely. Dame Pam, once again on Rumble, and I'm going to go back to Facebook. Is Dane, when Johnson was at Mar-a-Lago, Trump gave him a stern look, but still said he supported him. PSYOP or uni party? Interesting. You know, there's a lot of ways of thinking about it. I mean, you can make the case he plays people close. You can make the case that, you know, he's being controlled. You know, Pompeo is a very dangerous killer of a man who tried to assassinate Julian Assange. I was told in 2020, by the end of 2022, Trump would be completely usurped and completely taken control of. You can make the case that's certainly what we see, what we feel. I mean, the country has certainly been usurped and been, we are certainly, we have been taken. We have been taken. It happened in the decadency of night over a course of time, but it happened fast in the past 4 years, has it not? But there's more to this story. I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out for this audience. I'm going to make some calls because that's a good question. Thank you, Dame. I'm going to make some calls and I'm going to find out what the doctrine is here, because I just know the rule of thumb is playing people close. And I also know the propaganda piece that goes with all these federal things. I mean, everyone's waving a Ukrainian flag. I mean, can it be any more staged? were they going to just, you know, do the, you know, M-I-C-K-E-Y Mickey dance, or, you know, some kind of just cheer like the hospital crew there. It's just so contrived. The lunacy, it's fake, it's fraudulent, the whole thing. This is one big, stupid, freaky movie. And I don't buy any of it. I don't buy any of it. But I will find out for you, Dame. Thank you. Thank you. And yes, you could have pardoned Trudeau, or excuse me, sorry, Assange. Yes, you're right. He did. They prevented that. They prevented that. There was articles of impeachment from his very own people. I mean, it's the executive branch, the president position at this point is a, it's a very controlled position. It is, it's taken. We've been under a CIA coup d'etat since 1963. That's the biggest secret. Any congressional oversight or anybody within Congress or Senate tries to dare take on the Central Intelligence or the Federal Bureau infiltrators, their life is hell if not they get killed. I mean, this is how captured the United States is. This is how captured the UK and all of the Commonwealth are. We have rogue elements in the intelligence agencies. Even the Canada with the Mounties over there, to the MI5, MI6, and we know during the Iraq War that the MI5, MI6 were faking the beheading videos by Al Qaeda to keep the public, the UK, to keep them into the Iraq War at behest of Tony Blair. Do you see? You see what a James Bond movie we're experiencing here? Anyways, that's going to bring us to this one here. Final thoughts of here come the National Guard. Well, here come the National Guard. And who are they guarding? And who are they surveying? Because it certainly isn't the obvious prosthetic mask man over there in the fake White House with his babysitter AOC, is it? You know, I'll have to find out. Next time I have a little walk in the park with AOC and she holds my hand and lullabies me to sleep, I'm going to find out the truth. But really, on a very stern note and a bold one at that, is there's more to what we see here than meets the eye. And if we have to, we can't pull out her weapons yet. We have to leave it in our holster just a tad longer because there's more than the obvious. There's more than the obvious because, you know, there's a military analyst named Scott Ritter who has done just tremendous amounts of analytical segments over the course of about a year now. And he made one of the most just damning, bold, if you will, premonitions or just realistic kind of observing which Hamas, Iran, but Hamas has won the war. And if you think about that, it sounds very like just it sounds like a fantasy, a fallacy at that. But if you think about the war of PR in the public relations and the public perception, because image is everything and perception is reality. And when the adversaries of all of us here, when they lose the game, the information war, the PR war, they've lost the war. Right away when George Floyd and that whole fiasco was really laid on us, all of us, pretty thick, they could not get past all the fraudulence behind that, and they lost that war. Just like the BLM, and that really is the modern-day warfare outside of the, you know, space weapons we're not privy of knowing, but it really is the PR war. It is the perception. And right now, for the first time in my lifetime, everybody is looking at Israel with a different set of eyeglasses than ever before, but they're not doing it in the most fascist regime and view as possible as the 1940s, but they're doing it from looking at it as a military industrial gone rogue, using and shielding people who want no business of war. Those people are the true victims of war, on top of the people who are just kinetically victimized from dropping bombs that we pay for now. But now you saw who the recipients of all that financial aid is. The people with the cross, lapels, with the United States flag lapel, now has a Ukraine lapel and Israel lapel. They don't want to wear a Mexico lapel because, you know, they don't want you to know they sell all of our weapons to the cartels in Mexico. No, that's not the country they want to stand next to publicly, that is. So in closing, here come the National Guard to stop us. That should tell you they have to send the National Guard for the strongest, the most vicious, and the most tenacity, integrity-driven military in the world, and that's the American people. That's the American people. And that's what that spy balloon was all about. It wasn't from China. It was from our very own so-called federal government, who might have bought the balloon in China, but that's what it is. They want to know who's who in the most regulated militia granted to us in the Second Amendment. That's the greatest armed forces that they're afraid of, and that should tell you something. So on that note, there's much more to come, and I'm going to find out some things I'm now determined to. So I want to thank all of you. I want to thank, Jim Fetzer for being here tonight. And he is one workhorse, isn't he? We'll see him again soon. I will be back tomorrow night with, I believe, Mr. Cates. We'll see if he's here. But thank you for watching here tonight as World at War has returned. I am Dean Ryan, reminding you and telling you thanks for sharing your night with all of us. Until next time, always remember to stay tuned and stay awake, because I believe we've only just begun. Good night, everybody.
Are you sure that's not his cat?
I'm recording. Wait.